listener production.
A car turned over during a ghastly crash in Orange. Local MP shares his thoughts on the new government. And a surge in tourism on the cards for the Central West. Today's weather, showers and a possible storm across the region. Heading for a top of 28 degrees in Dubbo and 21 in Orange. I'm Charlotte Wallen and welcome to Central West Local News. A frightful crash has left a car on its side in Orange yesterday afternoon. Emergency services were called to the intersection of Sale and March Street at 5:11 p.m. after a silver Holden Commodore collided with a red Mazda CX-3. Only one of the drivers was injured and thankfully the injuries were minor. The woman has been taken to hospital. And also an alert to locals that a giveaway sign on Sale Street was flattened during the accident. While there's been mixed reactions to the change in state government here in the Central West, one local MP believes it could be a good thing. Independent Phil Donato says he's already had some positive conversations with Chris Minns. And while the Blue Mountains Tunnel and a raised Wyangala Dam wall were coalition promises, they did have their chance.
I think they are projects less likely to be supported and funded perhaps under this current government. But at the end of the day, in saying that, there was a federal Liberal National Coalition government for many years while the state Liberal National government was in as well. And those projects really should have been funded and started during that time.
With the new government setting up shop, the body representing Central West farmers are looking forward to seeing some promises fulfilled. They include the introduction of an Ag Commissioner and Biosecurity Commissioner. New South Wales Farmers President Xavier Martin says he wants to see strategic partnerships with the agricultural industry to boost food and fibre production over the next 4 years. And he says it will also come down to finding the right replacement for former Minister Mick Veitch.
We've had an excellent relationship while Labor's been in opposition with Mick Veitch. He absolutely gets what we do and how we do it. Unfortunately, the Labor factions took him out of play in this election, but I'm sure they will focus on finding someone within their ranks that understands ag and that is appointed the new minister. And we'll be engaging with them in relation to the issues across biosecurity and productivity.
The Central West can expect a bit of a tourism boom in the coming months. Orange Food Week is already proving hugely popular. And with Easter and the school holidays just around the corner, the region's attractions and accommodation providers are in pretty high demand. Tooronga Western Plains Zoo will be no exception.
The Easter holiday period is certainly one of our busiest of the year, and I think this year will be no different. Earliest indicators of how busy we'll be is always our accommodation sales, and those have been very, very strong. So we're expecting the crowds to be here as they have been for the last couple of years.
That's Zoo Director Steve Hinks. Checking sport, Orange Sims are through to the Bathurst Orange Cricket Grand Final. The men in green and gold batted rugby union into submission over the two-day preliminary final, with youngster Charlie Tink notching up his second century, facing 287 balls to notch up 124 not out. Sims finishing on 8 for 316. The lineup against Cavaliers in the decider this weekend.